On Morgan's AM, modest gains for US equity markets, corporate earnings continue apace.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets logged modest gains, with economically sensitive cyclical stocks capping the advance overnight. The Dow edged 25 points or 0.1% higher, the broader S&P 500 added 0.2%, with information technology and healthcare rising approximately 0.7% to be the leading primary sector performers. Energy and financials fell over 1% to be the worst performing primary sectors. NASDAQ gained 0.4%, all of Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, Facebook and Alphabet climbed ahead of the release of their quarterly numbers next week. All three major indices settled within 1% of their record closing highs. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 1.6%. A very busy US corporate earnings calendar overnight. Intel Corp lost over 2% in the extended session, despite the chipmaker posting better than expected second quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue. Intel's third quarter earnings per share and revenue outlook barely surpassed consensus estimates. Skechers USA gained over 7% in extended trading after the footwear company reported second quarter revenue that topped analyst projections and issued strong third quarter and full year earnings and revenue guidance. Strong results after the closing bell also for social media companies Twitter and Snap. Elsewhere, AT&T rose 0.4% after the telecommunication major's second quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue topped Wall Street forecasts, with the company continuing to record lower customer churn in its wireless business as well as subscriber growth for the HBO Max service. Domino's Pizza Enterprise jumped over 14.5% to a record high after a very solid second quarter result, and Dow Inc. rose 1.3% after the chemical company's second quarter adjusted EPS and revenue exceeded consensus expectations. Also, results out from airlines American Airlines Group and Southwest Airlines Co., Union Pacific Corp., American Express, Honeywell, Kimberly-Clark and Schlumberger released quarterly earnings tonight. Also, a very busy US economic calendar overnight. Existing home sales rose 1.4% in June to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.86 million units. That was less than the 5.93 million sales forecast by economists. The median sales price of an existing home rose 23.4% year on year to a record $363,300. The widely monitored Chicago Fed National Activity Index moderated to a reading of 0.09 in June, from 0.26 in May, and the Conference Board's Leading Economic Indicators Index, a weighted gauge of 10 indicators designed to signal business cycle peaks and valleys, increased 0.7% in June. Finally, the latest weekly jobless claims figures recorded that the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits rose by 51,000 to 419,000 in the week ended the 17th of July, well above economists' forecast for 348,000 claims and the highest level in almost 2 months. European bourses advanced, buoyed by some strong corporate earnings releases, and as the European Central Bank maintained a dovish stance on monetary policy. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index gained 0.6%, with the travel and leisure sector up 2.6%, leading the advance. Germany's DAX rose 0.6%, France's CAC up 0.3%. The ECB kept both its key short-term interest rate and programme of asset purchases unchanged as expected, while tweaking its forward guidance on policy. London's FTSE 100 eased 0.4%. Consumer goods giant Unilever fell 5.9% after reporting higher than expected underlying sales growth for the second quarter, but cutting its full-year operating margin forecast due to surging commodity costs. NatWest Group fell 2.7% after the UK government announced a new plan to cut its stake in the bank. Base metals advanced across the board. Copper gained 1% to just above $4.28 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel rose 1.7%. Aluminium with a 0.8% gain, zinc up 0.2%. Falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract dropping $12.16 or 5.7% to $202.63 a metric ton. The most active iron ore contract on the Dalian Commodities Exchange fell 1.9% overnight. Gold futures edged $2 higher to $1,805.40 an ounce. Oil prices climbed for a third straight session, erasing Monday's rout to turn higher for the week. WTI rose $1.61 or 2.3% to $71.91 a barrel, Brent gaining $1.56 or 2.2% to $73.79 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yield slipped 1.5 basis points to 1.264%, and the Australian dollar is buying around 73.85 US cents. Flash readings of the Market Manufacturing and Services Purchasing Managers Indices for July headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.